by law enforcement is coming for your ill-placed signs, West Nipissing residents. Officers are cracking down on business signs placed on municipal property and road allowances. Businesses' signs on hydro poles, streetlights, and even trees have been popping up lately, and the town is putting its foot down to quash the practice. In a release, the municipality noted, "Please be reminded that residents and businesses are not permitted to use municipal property or road allowances for solicitation purposes. Road allowances refer to the portion of land that is designated for roads, sidewalks, and public utilities. Bylaw officers have removed many signs along municipal road allowances. If you're missing a sign, the municipality suggests you contact the municipal office as soon as possible to reclaim your property." The municipality also noted that as per the bylaw governing signs and advertising, building permits, and lease agreements are required prior to the construction or affixing of larger signs on private or municipal property. Smaller signs and advertisements do not require a permit, but they must be displayed on private or commercial property with the consent of the property owner. Further, the municipality reminds business owners that, for safety reasons, no sign shall obstruct access or visibility of essential emergency measures, including fire hydrants, traffic signals, water drainage systems, and other utility infrastructure as outlined in the bylaw. To immerse yourself in the rules and regulations regarding signs in West Nipissing, the signs and advertising bylaw can be found on the municipal website. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Bay Today, a publication of Village Media. The Local Journalism Initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.